What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Well, it's finally here. The highly anticipated limited edition Smart Wool and Grateful Dead collection has finally dropped exclusively at smartwool.com.
You may know Smart Wool as the go-to brand for all things merino wool, from socks to base layers. Smart Wool has been keeping people comfortable outside for decades with some of the softest and ethically sourced merino wool out there.
Well, Smart Wool's limited edition collection and collaboration with the Grateful Dead is back by popular demand right in time for the holidays.
From t-shirts and hoodies to beanies and socks, now you can have the next level comfort of Smart Wool with all your favorite iconic Grateful Dead designs. Shop the drop exclusively at smartwool.com and get it before it's gone for good. Gone for good. That's Smart Wool, SMARTWOOL.com.
So, Chris, you've been collaborating with Smart Wool for a while now. Can you talk to us about that relationship and that friendship you have with them?
Yeah, I mean, the mountains are a serious environment, and so keeping yourself dry and warm and all the things to eliminate getting hypothermia or causing more drama out there. When you're 8 hours in the backcountry and you need assistance, you know, if you're freezing or whatever, it's not exactly readily available. So you try to prevent as much as you can. And yeah, the Smart Wool socks and their underlayers, everything that they create has been crucial for just keeping me dry and warm out there. And base layers are an important part of the layering process. You know, you need to be waterproof on the outside, but underneath, if you're just wearing cotton or something that's just going to make you sweat and get super wet and damp, then you're kind of screwed out there. So it's been rad. And I've been with them, quite a few years, maybe approaching 10 years or so, and
wow.
Been wearing their socks exclusively for a long time. And they have amazing printing processes, so they've been able to get a lot of my artwork on a lot of different products, which has been rad. They're super open-minded to helping me express myself onto the products.
I'm really interested in the environments that kids grow up in. It does shape them.
It's the foundation. You know,
like my kids are not, so far, don't give a shit about basketball, football, baseball, just like daddy. Like, I don't, you know, they're artsy, and we're not like, I feel like maybe it's my fault because I don't really watch it, you know, but I don't know, like, it's like, am I being bad, not exposing it? But it's just interesting to see how kids turn out. Just so your kids are probably not like high danger, high stress stuff. They're going to be like, yeah, that's living, you know, like probably instead of worrying, like I would be worried about our mom and dad coming back after this trip. Like, but my parents didn't do it. So,
but it's also that thing too, where it's like, you know, they'd rather parents that are happy than some parents that are like, you know, resenting life because they can't do the things they love. Look, it's you with music. It's me with stand up. It's you with riding and jumping out of a helicopter. We do it because we can't not do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to stop. Like, some things you just can't stop.
That's good for them to see that.
Exactly. It's the point. Exactly. Like, they'd rather you be living while you're alive than being a parent that's like, you know, gripping onto fear, like, you know, and letting that operate you. That's worse. That's way worse. Yeah. So
I have no fears. Like, I didn't even know like doing that shit at night was a thing. And the surfing,
it's not a thing.
Like, how can you surf at night? Like, you got to see the waves.
Yeah.
Come in. And I was just like, what?
Dude, that video is so awesome.
It was a trip. That was Rob Machado, who's world class, like top of the top surfer. And I was with him in Indonesia, and we actually, I mean, he surfed by braille. He could not see a thing, but he's so comfortable in the ocean, and he's so capable of just figuring out like be underneath his feet. He doesn't necessarily have to read the wave, but if you watched him surf in the day versus at night, you would see a difference in how, where he puts his turn, how hard he lays into his rail, all of those things. But he's just a master. So he made it look effortless. And I was just a prop, for lack of a better word, because I brought him up in the snow. He snowboards, but he's not super into it. And so I actually wanted all of the characters to be in each environment to really give the feel of collaboration, just like you guys, when you play that music, you know, and that improvisation and riffing off each other. But once we went to Indonesia, it turned into such a shit show. And we had so many logistical nightmares to be able to perform what we performed. And so it would just end up being Rob and I in terms of athletes. And so when I would try and catch a wave, I was going over the falls and eating crap. And to go back to your question about fear, I had fear because I was out of my element. So I'm like, I wonder if there's tiger sharks, what's looking at us right now? I'm like lit up this orb in the Indian Ocean, just wondering what's staring at me.
There is also, for people that haven't seen the video, and we'll put the link in there, you should definitely check it out. You guys had this it looked like LEDs of like the Grateful Dead lightning bolt and stuff underneath on the underside of the surfboard, and maybe your clothing.
I had a friend who's a trip. I don't even know how to best explain him. He does hydronic heating systems for water parks, but he's also a mountaineer. I think he's done the most descents off of Denali, which is one of our highest peaks, is our highest peak in North America. But he does body retrieval rescue. He's just like an all-time mountain man with a brain unlike anyone I've ever met. And he figured out how to weave a single LED light in the shape of a skeleton, so a long strip of LEDs into the shape of a skeleton on the wetsuit. So we were surfing in Sumatra in wetsuits, which is not a good idea. It's so hot,
trying to get that image.
And then additionally, he took these drones apart and built these tiny little battery packs for the LEDs and put them into a waterproof case, make sure we weren't going to get electrocuted, all the things. It was like,
so he's MacGyver.
Supernatural humans just gravitate to the highest elevation and the lowest elevation on Earth. You know that? It's the people that live right near the water and the closest to the sun that are the most ballsy and brilliant.
It's super Grateful Dead too, though, because when you think about Owsley and the sound systems and Alembic with the guitars and basses to do all the, you know, like just innovation, like would just make it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But there is no like going through a patent process. Like we just bypassed all that shit and just went to like making it work with like gum wrappers and shit.
Yeah. Wow. It's just that pioneering spirit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's the true. It's funny because I always come back to it. Like, you know, they like a ski bum, right? Or if I say, "What are you a musician? Like, is that all you do? Like, we're bums." Yeah. It's like, we're the real fucking Americans, man. Fuck you. Like, Americans just go out and do shit like, you know, that you don't even, I don't know. It's weird. I think we're like, in some ways, the most American, and I'm made to feel and do feel like I'm the least American.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's like Mike said, that connection, you can't, it's hard to describe the connection to Mother Nature until you really feel it. If you're out in the ocean, there's waves coming from 1,000 miles away and the timing and all of it. And same with your intuition, you know, with your guitar. And it's all of that. You're just vibing off the universe, really. That is indescribable, really.
And there are those moments when you get to like a certain elevation, when you hit like, you know, 5-figure elevation and you're on the top of a mountain and you're like, I'm so tiny in this universe. Like a gust of wind is going to throw me right off this mountain. And it feels good. It feels like for the first time you feel real. It's like you have that, like, you know, everyone talks about ego death through psychedelics and stuff. Go up to the top of Mount Evans and look around. I mean, that's still, you know, that'll kill your ego too. Or a mountain lion will kill it, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's, you're right. That connection to nature. And I think it's that, it's a very important realization, and it's so cool you had it at such a young age.
Yeah, absolutely. And
some people go their whole life now without having that experience.
Well, if you don't ever take the chance and do it, like once you do it, it hooks you.
Yeah.
Like you're done. Then it's like, well, I guess I'm not going to be in the real world, whatever that is. Cause it's like, it feels dead. When you finally feel alive, like I could get it just by playing drums. When I play drums and I get in a trance, and I guess maybe it's just the motion of it, and then I feel like, oh yeah, I'm spinning with the planet. Like, but if I don't, I feel like I'm standing still. Mm-hmm. But when you're in the flow, then all of a sudden you feel like a part of it, like you're in sync with it. And then when you go out of sync, you feel dead. It's and like, that's man, what, I gotta get back in the water or whatever, you know?
Well, yeah, or on stage, right? And then we think about it, and this is something, Chris, I'd love to ask you. We kind of had a hard stop with the pandemic because we're on stage performing in a small room, whatever. Did you have, like, I mean, did anything change?
Yes, but it didn't change for long. But I mean, I live in a really small community and I've been hurt way too many times. So my orthopedic, when it was still so unknown, he called me. Funny enough, it was like right when lockdown happened. And to backtrack, we were in Alaska, my wife and I together. We've had a long road of a bunch of different health stuff. Like our oldest kid, who's now 4 and a half, had his kidneys fail right before the pandemic.
Oh God.
So he was on dialysis, all these things. And then she snowboards for Burton Snowboards, and they were making a film that year because Jake Carpenter, who had started Burton, had just passed away. So there's all these things. So we go up to Alaska and realize the world shutting down, all these things are happening. So I go back to just take care of our oldest. And at that point he was healed and better, you know, cause he got sick in January and he was making his recovery. And so I was home, and then my wife was up in Alaska, and like the whole world was shutting down. She wasn't sure if she was going to get home and all that. And then when she got back, she did make it back. I went just ski touring, which is our other way to access the mountains. You basically put these mohair skins on the bottom of your skis or your snowboard, and you can walk uphill, which is kind of cool. And
so we
live in a Forest Service environment, so they don't let helis or snowmobiles or any of those things in the forest, because we're just surrounded by national park and things. So you have to access by foot everywhere. So I was in the backcountry and my orthopedic called me. He's like, hey, I need you to do a PSA for the town to like get people to stay indoors and do all these things. I'm like, I'm in the backcountry. I was like, I don't think I'm your guy. I'm not going to lie to these people. Like, this is the first time in the history of my life when there's no one out here and the snow's amazing. I'm living it up. So there was for sure people. There was tried to be a hard stop, but I think we've talked about it this whole podcast. Nature is the most healing thing for you. So it's like getting in the mountains, getting that fresh air. Like when I saw surfers and things getting arrested for going out in the ocean, it was such a confusing time. So luckily I there was attempted hard stop, but I didn't stop. I just kept going in the mountains. So.
Envious. Yeah. I mean, that was the only thing I think that kept me going. I was in every single day in the woods hiking with my dog, and just because it's like you put down your device, leave the phone in the car and just like take a break from the noise and just, you know, I mean, that's just, God,
it's hilarious. That's the key to life. Always.
Always.
From the noise and just get
disconnect.
Out. And we're lucky. There's a big mountain, so we don't have cell service a lot of places. So I'm very disconnected a lot. So it's nice.
Well, there's no need to connect when what you actually need to connect with is all around you, you know?
Totally.
Like,
Yeah, you just made it work for you career-wise. That's the beautiful part, man. So tell us a little bit about the art behind you that we're looking at.
You're looking at Jerry here. I'm I've been doing artwork. I have my own skis that I make with Atomic, and then obviously there's a bunch of cool companies that have started collaborating with me that I use all their materials, or whether it's Smartwool socks or whatever it is. And then, so we started putting my artwork onto all these products that I endorse because I'm an artist. And Jerry here is the Grateful Dead in general, and Dead and Company. I've watched you play many times, and I'm just super inspired by music, always have been. And it helps get me into that flow state, you know, out in the mountains. And all the videos, movies we make need music to accompany them. And it goes back to that rhythm of the universe and finding that music that you jive with. So the Dead have always been a part of that journey for me. And I had the typical uncle that kind of turned me on to it, because I'm only 36, so I never saw Jerry play personally, but I've been introduced to the music since I was a teenager and slowly started understanding more and more. And I try to play the guitar myself. I'm pretty bad at it, but I like it. And then I'm doing an exhibition, and I have a bunch of different things going on, so I just am expressing myself in here. There's all kinds of paintings around here, but
yeah, those are kick ass, man.